Ladies, gentlemen, and all sports fans of Calgary, welcome to your morning show. Sports, life, food, and everything else. This train rarely comes off the rails. We've got big guests, the best insiders, and all the breaking news you need. Boomer in the Morning starts now. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Hello and welcome to the 22nd of June, everyone.
Oh. Pretty bright out there, Dean.
I was going to say.
Pretty bright.
It hit me yesterday. I've done nothing with June.
I wish I could agree.
Yeah, you've done lots with June.
I told you. You're not going to see a lot of me in June.
Yeah, you've done. So you had a week.
Went down to California for the family went for 2 weeks, and then I worked 2 days down there remotely. We went to the desert, L.A., kids to the baseball game, swam in the ocean.
Then you were back last week for 3 days, four days.
And then to Montreal.
And now back for?
Well, this week.
3 days?
4 weeks, 4 days.
Is it?
I work Friday.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure if you worked.
Well, I mean, if you call this work.
Yeah, yeah.
Basically just trying to find spots for fart clips in my Pinder report right now.
Yeah,
That's hard work right there.
And then you're off next week.
It appears as such.
How about that?
Like I said, June. Get out of here.
Yeah, attaboy.
And it's been a good June to not be in Calgary in terms of the weather. We haven't missed much. When's it going to heat up around here? Yesterday was pretty nice.
Yesterday felt like the first real kind of summer day. And it was the first day of summer, wasn't it? So it's the solstice.
Yeah. Well, it better hang around to the
what the thing is?
Equinox then, if it's going to start
equinox?
This day.
All right, yeah.
It's the solstice and then the summer. And,
yeah.
Longest day, though. Getting shorter now.
Oh.
You want to give, look how much you missed. Yeah.
Just almighty. But yeah, June's slipping right through some of our fingers. But there's still time.
I rode Mall Bicyclette to work this morning and did not need the torch, the light on the front.
Oh, is that right?
I mean, a little late because Junior decided to come in and do a little theatrical production at 2:30 in the morning, but did not need the light on the bicycle this morning.
What was happening? Was it?
I was just like, well, where's my shirt? And I'm like, well, you have a closet full of clothes.
Yeah.
And you decided not to put a pajama top on when you went to bed.
Right,
so
yeah.
There's your answer. Crawl into bed, pull the covers up, you'll be fine. And that, took about seven explainings and a 10-minute snuggle and then physically moving the child back to his room. Played that song and dance one more time. And then I left this morning before 5, and his light was on. He was passed out in his reading chair. Like, okay, this is you're going to be great today.
Yeah,
you're just gonna. This is A1 you today. Watch out, world. This guy's already a hardened criminal.
Yeah,
now he's
good.
On no sleep.
It is one of those things, and parents will know what you're talking about. You two donkeys in the other room will have no idea. But you can tell sometimes very early on in the day just what kind of a day you're in.
How the day's going to go. Yeah.
Yeah.
And 2:30 is a very early time of the day to know that we're going to get railroaded by him today.
Yeah. It's like, when are we getting this kid any sleep today? Because it's their school and then we got this. Mm-hmm. No, he's not going to get this. Is awful. This is no good. All right. Fair enough. Do what you got to do as a parent. Attaboy, Ryan. And I'm betting, given that you were away for 4 days.
Well, I'm on full duty. Yeah. Every night this week. Oh, yeah, what?
Yeah.
Out.
Yeah.
Every night. So it's okay.
Not much of a leg to stand on, babe. I'm kind of tired. Oh, are you?
No, there's none of that.
No.
No, just run the hounds, get them to bed.
Yeah.
Watch some sports and hit the hay.
Sports.
I thought it was
that's a sport of a different kind.
Yeah. That's what you call it? Yeah.
Individual medley. We've got the Avalanche and the Lightning tonight. It was must win for the Lightning 2 days ago, and they won. Felt like a must win. Got it done. Now what do we expect tonight? Does Darcy Kemper have some bounce back in him?
Kemp dog, what do you got?
Will it be Darcy Kemper?
Does it matter if it's Darcy Kemper? Do we not even need a bounce back if the Avs can play like they did in game two?
What about Nikita Kucherov? Is he Braden Point? Nazem Kadri? Burakovsky.
Oh, boy.
You know, they got a lot of things hanging in the balance.
Andre the Giant. Andre with a giant goal.
What was Naz?
The Kadri man. Come on, D. Yeah, sorry. Always forget that one.
Yeah. I feel like we need to talk to that guy again.
I was going
to
say, we got to call our boy.
Got to get that guy back on. He's the best. Did a full 180.
Yep.
Truly on that guy. It's like this kind of corny, kind of hacky. And then...
Then you go
a little bit deep. No, you should be excited. You should definitely get right into it. Connor McGahee, the play-by-play voice for the Avalanche, and he is over the top. And he is full-on fan of the Avalanche, and his goal calls are very much in that vein.
Fun.
And it was like, dude, really?
It's not all rise.
Hail, all hail kale. Like, really, are we doing this? And then you get it. No, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Go get it. I mean, it's not...
Cameroon! 5-2 Lightning!
That guy I can't get behind.
No, I'm done.
And it's the... You know what it is? It's the... Is it juxtaposition? Because you go from...
Edmund left side feed Maroon across the line. Kucherov left circle.
Yeah, you could get whiplash and like have to go get your spine adjusted going from the Michigan play-by-play to the goal. Whereas McGahee, it all fits. It's just a rising tide.
Because you do. You go... From 0 to 60 with this guy.
Across the line, Kucherov left. Edmund left side feed Maroon across the line. Kucherov left circle.
Score! Maroon! Jeez.
Right?
What's going on? It's like someone changed the station.
Maroon!
Kaboom?
I don't know.
Winds and fires. Score! Gabe Landeskog, oh captain, my captain.
I'm good with McGahee. I'm good.
Yeah. We're in.
Yeah, we're in.
We're in.
All it took him was being nice to us. Like I really like that guy. He's super nice. He's great now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, is that because he was nice? I don't think it has anything to do with it. No.
Bias like that. Boy, he was nice.
We'll get him before the end of the week.
What a nice guy.
How about that?
We'll see if we can get him before the end of the week.
Yeah. How about 9:10 this morning?
Cameroon!
No, not
you want
him.
That guy?
No, we're busy. We're
okay. No.
You don't want them?
You don't want
awful.
Him? All right. No. I didn't play this for you the other day.
Nope.
I said I was gonna, and then I forgot about it.
I was gonna, and then I didn't.
Where the hell is it? This is, now this is old, but being that it's June, Phil Esposito is,
Cameroon!
That's his color guy.
Right.
Phil Esposito, one of the first members of the Tampa Bay Lightning when the team showed up. Wasn't he the GM president kind of thing?
Yeah, he's part of the ownership group of sorts. And then, was running the hockey ops or the president. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever it was.
One of the more prolific goal scorers in NHL history. Yep. He's a Hall of Famer, all of that. And now is the color guy on the radio broadcast for the Lightning. This is some of his work from game two.
It was not even close, it seemed to me. Our defenseman wasn't even close. A quick shot.
Yeah.
And there was nobody around him. Nobody.
The fly, McDonough cuts in front. Shot it over the net.
Missed.
He had an open look in the slot. Randon golfs it out to Eric Johnson.
McKinnon speeds on the right wing. Cross the line to the right circle.
Up.
Shoot. Save made Vasilevsky. Rebound dropped by McCarr, though, right circle. Left circle, McKinnon.
Steves the left point shot. Deflects over the net.
Rebound, Randon, right circle. Mika Randon squeezes free in the slot. Gets checked. And McDonough has it.
I have no idea right now what's going on. That's all I know is... Stamkos goes in front of that, and Devontaeves literally hooked him and almost to a point of a spear. And they just showed it on the replay on the thing.
Randon is stripped by Chernow. That would have been a 2-on-1 for the Lightning.
Oh,
now Stamkos to McDonough and a skate, so it works as a dump-in, but no possession for the Lightning.
Stationary. Everybody was stationary. Nobody's moving.
Headman under the rush.
Is this the Tampa Bay Lightning team that we've been watching?
They look completely flummoxed. I think you have to credit Colorado for the pace.
Yes, no doubt about it.
Belmar tees it up. Shoots. Blocked in front.
Wrist shot. It's got to do it.
Perry, left corner. Left point Belmar. The Avs get a power play out of this.
You're kidding. That's baloney. This one is baloney.
Plot. A little pass by the net. Stolen. Shot score. Nichushkin.
It's really good.
Isn't it great?
Yeah, I just... That part of it, I enjoy.
See,
when,
I would
when the Lightning score, I have no part of it, but when they get scored on, that's the kind of dynamic I enjoy.
And the thing is, when you hear his again,
and then left side being Maroon across the line,
it's very capable play-by-play guy, fine. And you even hear him there in discussion with his regular cadence and timbre.
And then the goals, and then he just loses it.
Loses,
all.
Yeah. This was one of my.
I have no idea right now what's going on. That's all I know.
I have no idea right now, and that's
what's
all
going
I know.
On and that's all I know.
All I know is that I don't know what's going on. God love you, Phil. God love you. Now, are we? Have we been wrong about that guy? How do we?
Phil. Phil's hilarious. It's like your grandpa yelling at the TV screen. No.
Yeah. I was thinking, I'm just looking here. Because I do like, we'll give you some of this. Where's the, because you remember Hawk Harrelson, right?
Oh, yeah. Hawk, was it Minnesota Twins?
White Sox.
White Sox, thank
Chicago
you.
Chicago White
my
Sox.
My bad.
Yeah,
AL Central.
He was great.
Pops him up. Gillespie. And now Beckham. And we find another way. Yet another way. That's hard to believe.
I'm not sure what Gordon Beckham was doing there, as Connor Gillespie had that ball all the way, and Beckham came up over the mound, and the ball just dropped.
Oh, you've got to be bleeping me. You have got to be it. This 0-1 to count to Brown. Lord have mercy. Unbelievable. You got to be kidding me. You have got to be kidding me. We'll go to the bottom of the ninth.
Make no mistake, it matters to Hawk Harrelson.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't sound...
Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy. And then...
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
Can't get him. No! No!
He was safe at first.
No!
Arms, elbows, behind, everything. That ball hit deep. Way back. And this ball game is over. Dangerous hitter is Miss Portman. This ball game is over. That's high in the center field, and that's gonna get the job done. And this ball game is over.
This is poor Hawk watching the White Sox lose
again
in walk-off fashion.
Oh. A long, struggling ball game. We had the lead 5-1 at one time. James Shields. That ball high and deep. Stay in here. And this ball game is over.
Over.
I
don't want to confuse people. There was extra innings for the White Sox yesterday. That's not the audio.
No, he'd have put it on the board. Yes, is what he would have done yesterday. That was his kind of signature win. But maybe I take things less seriously now. Have some fun in the broadcast booth.
Yeah.
If the losses...
I just don't feel like it's fun. Michigan sounds like he's being tortured.
Lord have mercy.
I mean, if you're...
You gotta be kidding me. You have got to be kidding me. We'll go to the bottom of the ninth.
Yeah, that's what we need.
I like that.
Yeah. So I don't know, maybe we can get some Lubardius, to get on the...
10 minutes of the rush.
Is this the Tempe Lightning team that we've been watching?
This is what we're watching.
It's better when drunk. I don't want to be too cruel, but it does. If Phil had had 2-3 fingers of scotch there, that makes a little more sense.
Yeah, we'd like to bring, every once in a while, you hear something better if drunk.
It was not even close, it seemed to me. Our defenseman wasn't even close. A quick shot.
Yeah.
Yep. That's one game. That was a game two compilation. Now, granted, they lost 7-0 in that game, but a minute and a half of just pure Phil greatness from one game. So when we pick up, do we know which broadcast we're getting tonight? Because
the NHL does a separate neutral feed for all the out of market rather than take Colorado or Tampa.
Now, is that because that's
what I've heard?
We had Michigan here in game two. We had Michigan.
Is that right?
Well, that's because we had the Tampa Bay.
So my apologies, because I heard one that was not that.
That's what we were talking about going in. Usually that's what happens is the league puts together a unbiased.
Gary Green or something.
Gary Thorne.
Thank you.
Yeah. But maybe Gary's, maybe Batman is trimming the budget.
No, well, not or sure we've been just jumping between feeds because there's, I think there's usually at least usually three or four, if you think about other languages, five Spanish,
Yeah.
There's lots of radio feeds out there for the finals.
Yeah.
Not just home away.
But in this case, if you got Connor McGahee on the one side, and a little bit of
a little pass by that stolen shot score. Nichushkin.
Then I'm.
Well, if I know who wins and what the score is, I can pick more easily.
That's right.
I kind of want them both if it's Colorado route. Tampa scoring a bunch. I can't do with the Tampa.
No, I know. Yeah. Pat Maroon. Avalanche Lightning game 4 tonight, 6:00, and we kind of talked about it at the top there. There's some question marks. How is Nikita Kucherov? How is Braden Point? How is Nick Paul? How's Nazem Kadri? How short is the leash on Darcy Kemper potentially if the Lightning get to him early or if there's a shaky goal or two? Because there was no, remember Jared Bednar after the game, he had no problem kind of.
He didn't have a good night, you know?
He also said the team didn't have a good night. We've been doing it as a team all year. Yeah. He wasn't good enough. Team wasn't good enough. He's not going to replace the 12 forwards and 6D.
No.
So maybe. I think he stays with Kemper. I mean, I don't know that that's his best goalie, but he doesn't necessarily need the best goalie.
Did not in game two.
Well, and they just outchanced the Lightning at such a clip in games 1 and 2 that, like, okay, well, if we're going to allow 40 and we're only going to get 20, well, yeah, we just need okay goaltending.
Yeah. 960-960 is the fan feedback line. First,
anyone awake out there? Anyone hello?
Anybody hello?
Hello. 960 hello.
Southland. Next time you guys talk to Frank, could you ask him if the PHWA is qualified to vote on awards anymore? I'm fine with Matthews winning, but for people not to have McDavid in the top five, that's an embarrassment. You have got to be kidding me.
Yeah. How could you get four? I think you get four ahead of McDavid, maybe, but not five. Like, it was a very good year, but it wasn't a dominant, you know, signature season from McDavid. Matthews had the better year. Goal scoring was more prolific than McDavid's. You know, McDavid did what you'd expect him to do in a sense, right? If you had an over-under point total, he probably was right around that number.
Mm-hmm.
Gaudreau, even strength, best season we've seen since the 90s, Hall of Famers. Shesterkin, best net mining season we've seen since Hasek in terms of the difference between him and second place. And then I guess if you gave a vote to a defenseman, sixth is tough. Five I could see on a few ballots. I don't think that's how the ballot should go, but if you're trying to justify what's reasonable, what's not, I guess.
So we're talking about the Hart Trophy?
Yeah.
Is that what we're getting at?
Yeah.
Now, McDavid did finish second in total voting.
Yeah. But to not be on the ballot of somebody.
Yeah. Curious.
Because his defensive game has been vastly improved over the last two seasons.
The following place, so here's how it shook down. Total points, Matthews first, winning the Hart Trophy for most valuable. 16-30, McDavid 11-11. The first place votes, 119 for Austin Matthews, 29 for Connor McDavid. So that's, that I have less of a problem than, as you say, not being on someone's ballot.
To the texter's point, I mean, I don't really care. There's lots of weird things that happen in this voting. There'll never be a bigger screw job than a Ginla not being on a ballot when the year Jose Theodore won. Oh, and it was a sports writer in Quebec. You don't say. Ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like I just have a tough time getting worked up for McDavid finishing second versus still second.
See,
that cost Ginla the heart.
Yeah.
That's different. Like, if he got a fifth place vote, it doesn't change anything. If he lost by a single point, okay, now I get it. And then who was Igor was third?
Shesterkin third, Gaudreau fourth.
And fifth?
Huberto.
Yeah, and he had a great season too.
Yossi sixth. And then with two first place votes, Kirill Kaprizov seventh.
Whatever those writers are.
I wonder. I noticed this morning when looking at the voting, Shesterkin, runaway winner.
As we've been saying since Christmas, yep.
However, someone out there had a first place vote for Ilya Sorokin of the Islanders.
Who had a sensational year down the stretch. Was actually on a lot of nerd ballots, if you want to call them that.
But a Islander goalie getting a first place vote over the Ranger goalie.
Yeah, that is still a stretch.
I'm wondering if maybe, just maybe, that voter somewhere in that.
California, the West Coast?
No, I was thinking more like the New York area, Ryan. That's what I was thinking.
Jeez, well,
yeah, yeah.
Boy, people are personal about that, I guess.
Jacob Markstrom finishing second to Shesterkin in the Vezina voting.
Saros third.
Saros third. Frederick Anderson.
Had a great year.
Vasilevsky, Sorokin.
You know, put Freddie Anderson in the Canadian market, he gets more votes than that.
Anderson, Vasilevsky, Sorokin all receiving first place votes despite finishing second. Markstrom did not get a first place vote. 0, 14, and 11. First,
so
second,
no,
third.
No Homer reporters in Calgary.
No.
There it is. Sealed.
Yeah. Tough to debate. It felt like for the better part of the season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
this was Shesterkin's trophy lose.
I feel like he built up a lead so big that even those doldrums of the final 6 weeks or whatever, I was like, man.
And even kind of, yeah, kind of brought it back in check the last 3 weeks or so of the season.
Yeah, and I think what it really did was take him out of heart running. Like, he finishes third there, whereas if he doesn't have that sour month down the stretch, like, he maybe gets ahead of McDavid and votes. Who cares?
Yeah, this is what I do enjoy, is when the nominees are announced, we get hot and bothered about who's not there, who shouldn't win. Out of these three, here's who should win. And then when we find out who wins, we get hot and bothered about who. Well, how did this person
vote? Off this ballot. Oh, yeah.
We're worried more about the voting than who actually won.
Right.
And, of course, no one watched.
We're trying to dunk on the writers rather than talk about the winners.
Right.
And did you see Chris Tanev picked up a single Norris fifth place vote?
I did see that.
Do you see who did
it? I did see where it came from, yes.
That's our boy.
Thomas Drantz in Vancouver.
Yeah.
Had a fifth place vote. It was the only vote of any kind for Chris Tanev for the Norris. Now, it's fifth. Is he ahead of Adam Fox finished fifth in overall voting. So does Tanev finish ahead of, you know, Slavin and Taves and Ekblad and Fox and McAvoy and those? In the eyes of Thomas Drantz, he did.
And the case he makes is that nobody else elevated a waiver wire seventh D-man into top four status.
Mm-hmm.
And to be fair, Shillington didn't look the same without him. It's a very nice feather in the cap of Chris Tanev.
I don't have a problem with it because I don't get too hot and bothered about this stuff.
Yeah.
Because for him to get out of all of the defense, if he was fifth in the eyes of one guy,
sure.
Hey, you probably watched a lot of Flames hockey because he was very good.
Or you're really familiar with this guy's game, or you're really into some metrics that showcase how good he is defensively.
Cale Makar winning the trophy. The Calgary kid continues to do it all. He finishing ahead of Roman Josi, tightest voting of the evening, 16-31. Josi 1606. And in fact, Josi getting more first place votes.
Mm.
So some vote splitting. You know, you hate to see it.
Well, and Makar played the tougher minutes, but Yossi's offensive production was, as a portion of Nashville's, was spectacular.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of points going around in Colorado for everyone, it seems, but Josi was the catalyst for Nashville. I mean, Forsberg got on a nice heater, but he missed a bunch of time early. Duchesne and Johansson had good years, but Josi just second year in a row where you're like, look out.
Mm-hmm. So very close. Happy for Kale. All hail Kale.
Right.
Calgary kid getting it done.
How about Calgary kids? Hey, Braden Point, final again, third year in a row.
Yeah.
Logan O'Connor dropping the mitts in the Stanley Cup final.
Mm-hmm.
Cale Makar, best defenseman on earth.
Yeah.
If you had to build a Calgary-only hockey team, I feel like you got two guys right now in your starting lineup.
Vasilevsky and Nett.
Hmm.
I think he played
Andre.
Bow Valley. Bow Valley Flame.
Bow Valley.
No.
Blood of Vostok?
Yeah. No, it's true. It's because there used to always be a knock, and it was not that long ago. When's the last time Calgary produced an NHL caliber player? You've got Saskatchewan, and they just pump them in these small towns of Saskatchewan. They outnumber, and it's true. It was the
and
case.
I feel like Kale could be pretty anonymous here relative to, you know, like Austin Matthews in Toronto.
What do you mean?
No, I don't think Cale Makar is getting swarmed around Calgary.
I mean,
I don't think people scream Calgarian when they see that. I mean, maybe it's because his baptism to the NHL was ousting the Flames in round one back in 2019, or maybe it's because it's, you know, he's just so new, but like that's probably the best defenseman in the league for the next decade. And that's Calgary, born, raised, groomed, developed.
Yeah. He was a Northwest Warrior, I believe. Crowchild Twin Arenas. Home rank for Cale Makar.
There you go.
You've been there. You've been in his stomping grounds. And a great kid. Just a great kid.
Really good kid.
Great guy.
We chatted with him at the Alberta Golf Classic. Mm-hmm. I want to say like 4 years ago.
That was me and you. Must have been because we had
Run
Dylan
the driving
Dubé.
Range, yeah.
We had Dubé and...
We're out of Stewart Creek where they hosted it for a while and may still do. I'm out of touch with that tournament. But they had Colton Parayko and he sat down together. And you're like, these guys play the same sport?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Parayko was just a monster. And Makar, at that time, I don't even know if he'd made his debut or he just had the prior spring against the Flames, because that was his NHL debut. But it was one of those summers. And you're like Parayko could eat Makar. And Makar is not small. It's just that's how hulking Parayko is. You know, how did this guy get drafted late? Mm-hmm. But you're like, yeah, if you had to pick the hockey player out of the line, it wasn't Makar at that point.
You do feel like now McAvoy slides in, finishes ahead of Adam Fox.
Really good defensive metrics from McAvoy this year, as well as, you know, steady offense.
Yeah. Fox winning the award last year. But you feel out of Makar, Josi, Hedman, even though Hedman is now the elder statesman. I think he's older than Josi, is he not? Maybe not. Maybe Yossi's the older guy there. But McAvoy in that mix and Fox. Good luck breaking into that top three or four. For, like you say, the next decade, because I don't see...
Heiskanen could maybe do it. He kind of had a just okay year offensively, but in the way he affects the game. I also think voters are looking more and more at sort of data and metrics rather than just scanning down for defensemen through the points column. A little more to the game than that, right? You should be able to defend a bit, too.
But you look at Yossi's numbers in the regular season, 96 points in 80 games. At some point, those kinds of numbers are undeniable.
Totally.
And I don't think you would look at Nashville and feel like that was one of the high-flying offenses. Well, he was just lucky to be out there with the likes of so-and-so and so-and-so. Not so much. Not to be outdone, though, Cale Makar, 86 in 77, 28 goals, plus 48
Ooh.
25 minutes and 40 seconds his average night in terms of ice time.
And then you know what?
Tough to debate.
Does Rasmus Sandin all of a sudden break out and look like the first overall pick from that draft class? Like this? Did I say the right name? No, Dahlin. I said Sandin. Sandin's not going to do that for Toronto. It would be Dahlin and Buffalo. Like there's a lot of good young defensemen, but to see what Fox and Makar and have done so early in their careers is just baffling. You didn't used to see guys in their first three seasons win Norrises. I think that's two in a row. That's wild.
Yeah. Matthews wins this from the text line. Matthews wins the heart. Most voters are American. Enough said. I don't know.
That is such a bad take.
He led the league in
most players are Canadian, and he won the players' vote.
He won the heart, and the Ted Lindsay, which I think is a tell. When the players themselves vote and that guy wins.
Well, most of the players are American, dude. He had a great year. It was dominant. He missed games. He still hit 60. He defended better than most of his competition for Hart voting. It was a monster year.
Yeah, career highs.
Like, take away your anti-Leaf lenses. Like, you put him on any team, he's winning the Hart. I'm sorry. You give him any passport, he could be Kazakh. I don't care. He's winning the Hart this year. That was the best season we had from a skater in the NHL.
So all of a sudden, Mr. Matthews, Calder Trophy, Hart Trophy, Ted Lindsay Award, Rocket Richard times two.
Yeah, you gonna do that?
Which is weird to think that he feels like he should have won that more than.
Yeah, well, there's a guy named Ovi who seems to have his name on it all the time.
But now, if you can just mix in maybe a Lady Bing and a Stanley Cup, then he'll have just about everything.
Yeah, he'd take a Conn Smythe, I think, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
And the blast in the awards show.
How much longer is he going to be?
They can extend him in July 13, I think, or 1, or whatever they're doing with the calendar on extending guys.
Did you see that Ron Jeremy was trending this morning on Twitter?
Ew.
People saying that Austin Matthews had the Ron Jeremy vibes going last night. In looks only. Jeremy's a terrible person. But Austin Matthews did not go with the tie. He had the suit with the shirt and letting the chest, his chest hair breathe.
Let it breathe. Yeah. He's got 2 years left at 11.64. That's some dough.
Man, that's some dough.
Yeah, and you know what? If you're going to be the best goal scorer in the league, yep, we'll pay you that. Oh, and you're a center? Oh, and you can defend? Yeah.
So he started making...
right at entry level.
11.6 when he was how old? 20?
Probably 21, yeah, depending on his birthday.
He might be 20 and getting... what? You know what I say to that? Holy Dinah. That's what I say to that. The guy has never had fewer than 34 goals. Came in 40. 34, 37, 47, 41, 60.
So he'll turn 25 in September, and he will head back to the market as a UFA in 2 summers, having accrued $53 million already in his career.
Mm.
So let's say you've won 3 Rocket Richards. You're 27, you hit free agency, and you've already bagged $50 million. Like, he should be making $14-15 on his next deal if he's coming right back into free agency at his prime. I think McKinnon's probably in that $14-15 territory. We got to remember, the cap's going to go up again. It's been flat, and it's sort of ruined our perception of salaries increasing and all that. Like, McDavid, again, took a huge discount to give Peter Chiarelli way more money. He didn't have to go max term. He could have asked for more money. He didn't either. He took lower money than he was worth, and he gave him all the term. Matthews got all the money, and as quick as he could get to free agency, he's there.
And for a guy who is, I mean, as you get older, you get better, is generally the rule of thumb. Already through the first, his young years as just a wee babe in the NHL, already 457 points in 407 games. He is over a point per game, has 259 goals, 2 Rocket Richards, a Calder, a Hart. What's he got? 12, 14 years left?
So you're saying if you had like a star player that was a point per game guy in his career, you'd want to make sure you... I think they're trying quite hard.
Well, here's what we got on the show for you today. Ben Wagner going to join us in hour two. The Blue Jays, you know what they did? They pissed one away.
Well, after the White Sox pissed one away. Pardon my...
kind of a blown save situation with another blown save and then another blown save.
Waste a gem of a start, blow a save, and then take 2 leads and extras only to give them right back.
Yeah.
A lot going on in that game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot going on.
And then
on.
A bad strike zone, managers tossed.
Sore elbow.
Yeah. Players leaving with injuries, players hit by pitches. And a lot of cursing from the White Sox fans.
Yeah, yeah.
Hostile.
Quite a night. So we'll talk to Wags about that. The our buddy Luke Elvey, he was on with us last week. More drama with the LIV. This exhibition little thing that they got running.
Well, is it a little thing? It looks pretty big.
Joke of an exhibition golf thing that they got going. Adding another villain. He's perfect for it.
He is. And the other guy that went last week is perfect for it, too.
Also perfect for it, yeah.
And you also get to bring that rivalry. It's beautiful. Like, who are wrestlers that no matter what was going on in the other ones, they always just hated each other? Like, is it Triple H and Stone Cold? I don't know. Like, just something like that.
Yeah, it's tough.
Like, just guys that always, Virgil after he left Ted DiBiase, I don't know.
Like, I felt like Hogan and Roddy Piper, no matter what.
Oh, okay.
What,
see, there's
two,
a good one. Yeah.
Because Savage and Hogan came together and the NWO and Hogan, you know, you had some, but I don't know that Piper and Hogan ever.
Rock Austin.
Got on
Rock
the same page.
Rock Austin, there you go, yes.
But weren't they both, they were both a face
they
at
were
the
both
same
faces,
time?
But they, I mean, well, Rock was heel in 99 and in 2000, or in 99 and 03 when they fought. He was
the Brahma Bull at that point?
03 was Hollywood Rock. He came back from making the Scorpion King. He was all like,
Was that the Seattle?
Yeah, it was Seattle. That was Austin's last match.
That was unbelievable.
Yeah. He was in the hospital the night before.
Ooh.
Was he having too many beers?
Oh, yeah. He was not in a good spot.
Give me a Coors Light. How did we get there? The golf thing.
Is that your Dwayne Johnson impression?
I don't know what it is. No,
got hay on the brain.
Got hay in the brain.
Hey.
Dickinson 316, hopefully coming up in hour two.
I thought it was 7:05.
There's some question as to whether or not Dave will be able to make it.
See what happens when you run him half an hour 2 weeks in a row?
I guess. He's, not so much that he's under the weather, but he's got, he's losing his voice.
Oh.
I wonder if it's...
How was the officiating in Hamilton?
Well, I wonder if it's screaming at the half when you're down 24-3 or whatever it was. They do come back and win the football game. A crazy one at Tim Hortons Field going back to last week. They got the Elks coming up. Hopefully, Dave can join us. If not, we're expecting someone from McMahon will be on with us.
Well, and here's the thing.
In hour two.
Text line not going to let us get away without a classic rivalry.
Yeah.
Brett the Hitman Hart against the Heartbreak Kid.
Yeah, that's true.
Shawn Michaels.
That's a good one.
Huh?
That's Canada, USA right there.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, that just wasn't for television. That was a real feud.
Oh, yeah.
Those two.
Little sunny days.
Yeah, they didn't get along. You don't do that. Michaels was he had a bit of an ego, as it turns out.
And Brett knew better.
And Brett loved the business.
Mm-hmm.
He was about what's
just about the sport
pure and what's great about professional wrestling. Now, should he have laid down the belt? Dumas, you sound like he's leaving the company. He's going to WCW.
How do you, do you have a say on this? I'm confused here. Like,
it made sense at the time. The money was calling and creative.
But what I'm saying is, should Brett have given up the title? Because he didn't want to do it.
Didn't want to do it in Montreal.
He didn't want to lose to Sean.
No.
Let's be honest. So then he got screwed. The screw job. Montreal, yeah.
No, they shouldn't have. He didn't want to lose it in Canada. That's the one thing. And they took it away from him. They sure did.
Yeah, they did. Did you see what's coming up in the nine? Sportsnet today?
Yeah, that was quick.
How about that?
Connor McGahee.
That's right.
Voice of the Colorado Avalanche.
That's right. Give me some of that.
Chicago leave it for McCarr. He has scored twice in this series. Over for Rantanen. Winds and fires. Score! Gabe Landeskog. Oh, captain, my captain.
Yeah. Play-by-play voice of the Avs joining you on Sportsnet today just after 9 o'clock on a game day. Attaboy, Connor. Well done, boys, booking Mr. McGahee. So we got a good-looking show for you. Pinder Report when we come back. Sportsnet 960, The Fan. Oh, Sundry. Sundry Golf Club. Great little spot just outside of the city. You want to know where it is? You want to know how much it is? You want to know what it's all about?
Give me more info.
SundryGolf.com. They have stay-and-play packages starting at $189 per person. Double occupancy. A relaxing round, golf tournament, They'll set up with the fellas, with the girlfriends, whatever you want to do. Sundry Golf, they can set you up.
Just be careful for that second hole.
Is that right?
Long par three. You're like, I'm hardly warmed up here. I haven't cracked a beer, and you're asking me to do what off the tee? And if I miss it,
No, I'm sorry. Who are you? Who are you pretending to be? That you're on the second tee and you've not had a beer? Because I know you're not talking about
I'm coming in hot.
Your own personal
experience. I got to put my golf shoes on. I'd like to hit like at least 15 balls.
Right.
And race into the tee. Scrape by with a bogey on one, and then it's like, what is number two? Oh, I'm not ready for this yet.
Were you pulled over on the way to the course like you were?
One of
the last times we went golfing?
I try to make sure that I'm in the passenger seat for the sundry trips. That one works way better.
Yeah. Where the hell is Pinder? He's going to miss our tee time. Talk about coming in hot.
Jump. He's in the parking lot. There he is.
He's got his speaker around his neck.
Oh, yeah.
He's ready to roll.
Speaker going. Got to get the playlist set.
Hour two coming up. Dave Dickinson, Ben Wagner. Right now it's time for the Pinder Report, brought to you by Motorworks, exceeding all expectations. BMW repairs and service in a state-of-the-art facility. They'll meet and beat all competitor quotes. 51st Ave, 3rd Street, Southeast.
Ryan Pinder.
Ryan Pinder.
Ryan Pinder.
Thank you, Dean. GVP. Patty Dumas. Away we go. Well, don't think I need to tell you, but it's game four of the Stanley Cup final tonight, men. Avs and Bolts, Colorado holding a 2-1 lead. We thought, geez, this might be a little more lopsided than we thought, but hang on. Tampa's been great at home, and they were in game three, and questions remain for both teams heading into game four. Is Nazem Kadri yet ready to resume playing this postseason and enter this series? Are they sticking with Darcy Kemper in net? And what's the deal? Hey, what's the deal?
What's the deal
with Andrei Burakovsky on Tampa's side? Yesterday, it sounded like point doubtful, Kucherov more likely, but neither of those are exactly a hard yes or a hard no. Questions, and here's some answers from the Lightning's John Cooper.
It is similar to the last series being 2-1, but we still need to win the next one. Tough on us if we just sat here and said, okay, we got one. We're going to be okay tomorrow. It's each game gets tougher and tougher. So the guys, give them credit. They knew what they had to do, and they did it. But we just, now we got to do it again.
It's weird. Both teams really should win tonight, Dean, because see, Tampa, they lost their first home game of the whole postseason. It was game three against Toronto. Leafs at home ice, recall.
Yeah.
And since then, 8 home wins in a row. 8-1 on home ice. Unbelievable. But the Avs, I don't think they'd lost on the road before they...
Yeah, it was like something had to give, right?
You know, in game three. And, they were just 14-2 on the postseason. 14-2 before their game three loss. So both teams should be heavily favored.
Cooper's right, though. As much as you needed game three...
You still need this one.
You still... Don't you? Right? You feel like it's a... It's almost as insurmountable as being down 0-3 as if you're down 3-1 against that Avs team. I'm curious on Kemper.
Yep.
The leash.
Yep.
And if Kucherov can play, because they have a lot of talent, but you're already without point.
Paul's already gimpy.
Yeah, and Kucherov does a lot, as we've seen this postseason. He's made some unbelievable plays to help out other guys.
100%.
If he's not in or isn't right, that is a major loss for Tampa.
6 o'clock, this just in, we've decided to carry this one. Stanley Cup final, why not, right?
6 o'clock?
6 o'clock.
All right.
And you'd be stunned to hear this one actually going to be televised as well on both Sportsnet and CBC.
That's crazy.
So if you like moving pictures, you get the rabbit ears. Whack the side of that.
It's probably the right call. Put it on TV and radio. Yeah. Good call.
Okay. Let's move along. Other NHL news. We had the awards announced yesterday. I usually do the big show in Vegas, right? And we get to cringe incredibly hard as hockey players try to read off teleprompters in front of like 5,000 people. It's one of the worst things in sport. They decided this year, whoever was the lower seeded team in the Stanley Cup final between games 3 and 4, that would be awards night. Smaller crowd, smaller production. Less cringy reading off teleprompters, but probably still some. Here are your award winners for last night. First, the heart.
And the heart goes to
Austin Matthews from the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Oh, Austin. There you go. Well, what about the Ted Lindsay, though? Because clearly that was just Big Leaf media.
You mean the one that the players vote on?
Yeah, because they're obviously not all Leafs fans, or maybe right. they are. Let's hear the Ted Lindsay.
And the Ted Lindsay Award goes to
Austin Matthews.
Oh, what a bunch of homer, Leaf homers the players are.
Fixes in.
Oh. What about the Norris, though? This was actually an intriguing battle between Makar and Josi. Two incredible seasons. Winner?
The winner on the Norris Trophy is
Cam Makar.
Cam Makar. Sorry, one more time.
My favorite.
That's awesome. That's Chris Snow and his family up on
got
stage.
An amazing ovation. It was great. Of course, Cale Makar, the Calgarian. It feels kind of appropriate. A Calgary family, albeit a transplanted one of sorts, announcing Cale as the winner. And
maybe Cohen will follow in those footsteps, be a Norris Trophy
he
winner.
He hit some pointers on the wrong-handed shot there.
Yeah.
All right.
Weak Side Strong.
Go check it out. Weaksidestrong.org.
Sure.
Are we going to do these?
You can hashtag. You know what? I've been trying to, because it's, you try and think of something that's unique, and it's starting to pick up steam.
I was going to shotgun a beer wrong-handed, but I just thought that really isn't the spirit of this.
I mean, Fernando Tatis Jr. is doing this, Bender.
That's unreal.
You got to do more than drink a beer.
No, they got some, there's some big names and some heavy hitters that are going to start getting in on this. But yeah, trying to find that thing that's tricky, that no one else is doing, but is still kind of for public consumption. Because there's a lot of things I'm better.
We should probably move along, Dean. The Vezina, it was pretty much what we expected. Let's have a listen. Do not pick up that conversation.
What?
And the Vezina Trophy goes to New York Rangers, Igor Shesterkin.
I said the team name before the player. It ruined the surprise.
Yeah, it's not how you do it at all.
No.
No.
I mean, winner of Jennings, maybe you say the
goalie
Rangers.
Of the year,
the New York Rangers. Igor Shesterkin. Oh, sorry, did I?
Georgiev getting out of his chair.
It's fantastic.
Oh, wow. What an underdog.
What?
What about the Calder, Dean?
And the Calder goes to Moritz Seider.
Can always have Mo Seider.
Big Mo.
Love Seider.
This guy's going to be no fun.
And remember when Stevie Y stepped and drafted him? Oh, this is way off the board. All the analysts, he steps up. This guy, this is not off the board. We've loved this guy for a while. He's going to be a good player. Yeah, you're right. And don't bet against Stevie Y ever.
Mo Seider, 6'4", 200. We'll probably fill out to that 210, 250. And
does everything.
There's some Pronger vibes. Probably not the offensive skill that Pronger had. Not as big, but still big enough. His physical play, what am I talking about? He had 50 points in 82 games. As a rook, I just remember.
So that's the floor. He's going to be okay, right? Offensively.
Like Pronger's kind of Hall of Fame stuff, and you knew it from early on. And I wonder if you're seeing much the same here with this kid.
Elsewhere, we have news out of Edmonton. As interim head coach Jay Woodcroft, gone. In head coach Jay Woodcroft.
Oh, I see what you did there. Yeah.
They removed the interim tag, which is good to hear.
There's something in the water here in Edmonton.
He deserves it.
He absolutely does. Did a great job there, and they made life a whole lot easier for their very shaky net mining when he arrived. A lot more structure provided. And oddly, players didn't really wait that long to start throwing Dave Tippett under the bus with the, yeah, we're really good on details all of a sudden. I know I'm supposed to be here, and yeah, I'm really impressed.
Video coach for the Detroit Red Wings, assistant for the Sharks, assistant for the Oilers, then went to Bakersfield. Head coach, won a championship there with the Condors, and then comes up to replace Dave Tippett. And the team, not a 180, but everything kind of turned very quickly once he got there. So good for him. Deserves it.
It's got to work on that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Major League Baseball, we'll switch gears. Dean. Game two.
It was a banger.
It was a banger. Goodness. Between the White Sox and the Blue Jays. Jays looking for a better starting performance than they've had in a while. Gausman was back out on the mound after three very starts in a row. After a great start to the season. He was rock solid, but Dylan Cease was even better.
Swing and a miss. Strike three. There's that slider you were talking about. Springer sent away. 1-2. Wave and a miss. Oh, that slider just demonic. Check swing, but not enough of a check. Dylan Cease strikes out the side.
He struggled the side a couple times. He struck out 9 of his first 10 batters. Guy was untouchable. No hit the Jays through 5. Sox led 2-0 through 6. Gausman wasn't bad. He struck out 7 on the night. Scattered 7 hits. Not a lot of hard hit balls. As opposed to like Barrios 2 days ago, remember?
Very hard hit
balls.
He had
7 hits as well, but a lot of them haven't landed yet. Blue Jays finally got done with Cease and into an injured and fatigued bullpen, and they got to scoring in the 7th.
Here's Kirk riding one out to deep left field. Alejandro Kirk takes it over the wall. 2-0. Swinging a high fly ball into shallow center, and it's missed by Anderson. Chapman scores to tie the game. 1-1. Ground ball to the left side, out of the reach of the third baseman. Anderson grabs it, snaps the throw to second. Not in time. A run scores, and the Blue Jays have the lead. The 3-2. Fastball outside, ball 4. A run walked in.
Oh, boy. And the fans were pissed. It's already the south side of Chicago, so you're angry, right?
It's so windy.
White Sox have a good team, under 500, not in a playoff spot. Angry. Tony La Russa is gone to the bullpen, some duster they don't usually see in high leverage. Angry. Romano is in to close it out for the Blue Jays. Should be fine, right? Got a double play. 2 outs, nobody on. Just get 1 out, Jordan.
Please. The 1-1. Ground ball up to the right side. A base hit. Anderson has scored. Haseley behind him. He will score. And the White Sox have tied it. A 2-run base hit in the 9th inning.
Third blown save of the season. That's it for Romano. But that's a big one as they dropped 4 of 5 heading in. Off to extras we go. Actually, hang on now. Before they even get out of the bottom, nice. Sox nearly won it. We're talking like a foot away. Let's have a listen.
Abreu with the base hit. Set the winning run up at third. The 1-2 into center field. Diving Zimmer makes the catch. He saves the game. Bradley Zimmer goes headlong with the dive in center field, and he saves the game for the moment.
Zimdog.
Laid out. Great catch.
Off to the 10th. Bichette starts on second, and first pitch.
Blue Jays were looking for more. Now Vladimir Guerrero Jr. steps in, and he swings, and he lines the first pitch into right center field. That's down for a base hit. Bichette turns the corner at third. He'll come in to score. Vladdy goes airborne, and he dives into second with an RBI double.
Chicago would get a 5th run as well to tie in the bottom half of the 10th. Off the 11th, bases loaded and just 1 out.
In extra innings, Tim Anderson, a 316 hitter. The pitch by Meza. 0-2, ground ball caught by Bichette at shortstop. He'll pick it up, throw down to the plate. Snap a throw by Kirk to first. In time, double play.
All right, so we're tied after 10. We're off to 11th.
Everything is happening.
It's a lot going on here.
Tied after 11.
Chapman starts the 11th. A balk before he throws a pitch. He's on third. What's going on out here? Chapman then scores. Bottom 11, the Sox half. Gage in. White Sox score. Jays don't in the 12th. Bottom 12th. Abreu running. He's about as fast as you crawling, Dean. Gage still in there. Final play of the game.
The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a line drive. Base hit into left field. White Sox are going to win as Abreu comes across the plate on an RBI single by Josh Harrison.
Crazy. Crazy.
So looking back at it now, they probably should, with 2 out and up 4-1 in the ninth, they probably just should have got one more out.
Yeah, 4-2 with nobody on and 2 outs.
Yeah.
Get one more.
2 out, just get.
Could have saved a lot of time, could have saved a lot of bullpen arms. You got another game today, a matinee, no less. Mm. And also in the bad news department, George Springer left the game with elbow soreness, something that's been bugging him for a bit. Home plate umpire had an awful night. Numerous guys called out on clear balls 4 or 5 inches out of the zone. Pete Walker got tossed. Fans were yelling, "Fire Tony," when the Chicago bullpen blew up. There's a lot of anger. Anger, Dean.
I don't know what we're yelling about.
I don't either. Well, I kind of do. We explained all the reasons. Post-game, who do we got? Charlie? Anyone?
We got nothing right now.
We got nothing. Let's move along. Elsewhere in the AL East, Rays beat the Yankees 5-4. Red Sox beat the Tigers 5-4. No rest for the birds. They're back at it today. Matinee 12:10 first pitch. We don't have it for you.
Why?
Well, because it's a game day. We've got to get you ready for the Stanley Cup.
Is that what it is?
Got to get your big show. The NFL news, we have some. Let's go there. As something's happened for, I think, the third time. As announced on Twitter, Gronk going to retire. Again. Is it the second or the third time? Have a listen here. This is...
You just traded me to the Lions. I go, well, I'm retired. Like, I don't know how that trade can go through. And then 2 days later, the trade never went through.
Yeah. Kind of playing the system there. Hey, you know what? He's Gronk. It's Gronk's world.
I thought he had a big chuckle at that. Did he not?
I've been riding dirt bikes. I've been training really hard. I can vroom, vroom really good.
One more, I got 69 touchdowns, if you know what I mean. Only you know what I mean, baby.
You know what I mean, baby. Touchdown. There's a lot of those. Now, within minutes of him reportedly retiring again, Agent Drew Rosenau said, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if Tom calls me and retires. So, right. Whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
In less fun NFL news, Deshaun Watson settled 20 of his 24 lawsuits out of
court.
You,
sir, are a D-bag.
Not a good look. Golf, there's a lot.
You've got to be kidding me.
Well,
Brooks Koepka, the latest to take the bag from LIV Golf Tour. He was in Boston last week and was asked, hey, have you been thinking about these two? Like, you got to make a decision. They're throwing huge money at guys. What about this new tour, Brooks?
Brooks, is there a figure at which you would swap tours? Does that exist? Is it as simple as that?
I haven't given it that much thought.
Really?
I don't understand. I'm trying to focus on the U.S. Open, man. Like, I legitimately don't get it. I'm tired of the conversations. I'm tired of all this stuff. Y'all, like I said, y'all are throwing a black cloud on the U.S. Open. I think that sucks. I actually do feel bad for him for once.
Right.
Because it's a situation. Like, we're here to play, and you're talking about some event that happened last week.
Well, there's events going to be going on now for the next foreseeable future.
I know, but you can't drive a car looking in the rearview mirror, can you?
Wouldn't that be the front mirror, the front vision? That's what's coming up ahead is not analogy. What's behind you in the past to be the rearview.
Can't do it though.
Anyway, the Oscar goes to for best performance in a lying role, Brooks Koepka. He's joining. He's taking the money. It must have come together really quick after the U.S. Open, which ended 2 days ago.
As soon as we're done talking about the U.S. Open, now we can talk about it. And he said, "Let's talk.
I will take the money." Okay. That's three in the top 20. The Mexican Allen Iverson, Abraham Answer, he's also joining. Another world top 20. Yeah. The Answer. Huh? Mm-hmm. Abraham Answer. No?
Got it. Okay.
Nope. DeChambeau, Patrick Reed, Phil Mickelson, Dustin Johnson. These are not small names. This looks like a U.S. Ryder Cup team from like 6 years ago.
I asked Luke Elvey, what's your price?
Yeah, well,
it doesn't sound like it's $150 million.
More?
Like south of that.
Oh,
actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I should be talking to him.
Yeah,
man.
I know, yeah.
Finally, Okotoks Dogs. They were in action yesterday.
How's your dog?
Yeah, well, last night, pretty good. 9-3, they beat the prospects in Edmonton. They're back tonight in Okotoks at Siemens Stadium, taking on Fort Mac. The Fort Mac
Marauders.
Giants. It's a 7-5 first pitch. And that is your Pind Report.
Brought to you by Motorworks, exceeding all expectations. BMW repairs and service in a state-of-the-art facility. They'll meet and beat all competitor quotes. 51st Ave, 3rd Street, Southeast. Break, back, busy hour 2. Ben Wagner, Dave Dickinson. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.